ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام اتق الله بعض التقى وإن قل واجعل بينك وبين الله سترا وإن رق
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Fear Allah to some degree, even though it be little, and set a curtain between you and Allah, even though it be thin."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. One of the very beautiful and profound things which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is the fact that there are certain people in history and certain people whom Allah loves so much, and they are capable and worthy of receiving special knowledge, a divine kind of knowledge on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this instance, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, the 14 infallibles, the Holy Prophet, the 12 Imams, Lady Fatima Zahra, peace and blessings upon her, and the Holy Prophets throughout time and age were all endowed with this kind of divine knowledge. One, because they were worthy. Two, because they were such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Almighty, the Exalted, loved them and thus endowed them and bestowed them with such intricate knowledge. Now, as far as Imam Ali alayhi salam is concerned, we find talking about this knowledge of the unseen and knowledge of the future, Imam Ali said that Juwayriyah ibn Ma'shar would be hanged after the amputation of his hands and legs. Unfortunately, a short time after this statement, under the rule of Muawiyah, Ziyad ibn Abi amputated the hands and the legs of Juwayriyah ibn Ma'shar and then hanged him, just as Imam Ali had spoken about. Also foreseeing the martyrdom of Maytham al-Tammar, one of the very close companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, said he would be the 10th person killed with a dagger in his side at the door of the house of Amr ibn Harith, and then hanged by a palm tree. And Imam Ali actually pointed to the tree on which Maytham al-Tammar was to be hanged. And thence, after this point, Maytham al-Tammar would come to this tree, he would water the tree, he would perform his prayers by this tree, and he would say to Amr bin Harith, "As I will be your neighbor, you have to observe good neighborly relations." Soon afterwards, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad hanged Maytham al-Tammar by the same on the same tree and had him struck in the side with a dagger, which led to Maytham al-Tammar's martyrdom. We find here, dear brothers and sisters, of course, that there are special people who are endowed with a special and unique knowledge, knowledge of the unseen, knowledge of the future, such as Imam Ali alayhi salam. And surely it is these kind of peoples with this kind of special and divine knowledge who should be followed in our lives. But there's a very interesting point here about Maytham al-Tammar. Despite the fact that he knew that this tree is where he will be hanged and he will attain martyrdom, he didn't run away to some faraway land, or he didn't hide from the fact of his martyrdom or be scared of the fact that he will be martyred, and especially in such a difficult and painful manner. Rather, Maytham al-Tammar, you see, that he watered this plant. He performed his prayers by this tree. He watered this tree. And all because of his love for Imam Ali, his faith in Imam Ali, his certainty in Imam Ali. A very beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and those who considered the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam to be universal.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
There are some senior ulama who say actually the question which would be valid about such people like ISIS is whether they are insan and human being or not. First they have to become insan before even we talk about this issue whether they are Muslim or non-Muslim. They actually have to go back to the basics, their own books. The way they brutally, you know, kill anyone who disagrees with him, even though they say the kalima, this is nothing but the remnant of the Khawarij and even before that of Ali Abu Sufyan's ideology. Everything goes back to that time. And this is when we talk about this name Muslim. Remember, there is, you know, a demand attached with that name that we should protect our tongue and our hand from violating the rights of others.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.